This morning I'm talking about radiating light. And I'd like to give you a seed thought to think about during the talk this morning. We serve through radiation. I just found that a very profound statement. I heard someone talk about it this last week and it was significant. So just think about it. We serve through radiation. So, radiating light. Religion is about doingness. But unfortunately, religion sometimes becomes talk with lots of sermons and teachings. But real Christianity is not about talking. It is about doingness. It is about working on yourself. Real religion is about working on yourself. It is also about service. The other day when I was watching some of the funeral services for Queen Elizabeth II, a bishop said, "Wherever the master is, the servants are." This is another phrase that was so significant to me, meant so much. Wherever the master is, the servants are. This is a theme found essentially in all teaching. So, as the teaching tells us, we are going to take a hammer and a chisel and chisel ourselves and to make ourselves very beautiful and refined inside and out. If we want to radiate our light, if we want to be a servant of the master, then we must practice. People say they want to be a beautiful dancer or an expert musician, the best violinist in the world. But how are they going to be the best violinist if they are only taught about the teaching? That person will never be a violinist until they start practicing and truly experiencing how to play the violin, the piano, or dance, and so forth. Sometimes people who read Agni Yoga think that all they need to do is to read it, and they will be Agni Yogis. What was that? Ah, okay. But Agni Yoga is about doingness. Some will say Agni Yoga is too hard for me to understand. I can't read the books because I don't understand them. Well, I say to you, you can understand the books if you practice the teaching that is in them. Just take one little phrase in one of the books and begin to practice it. For example, we are told in Agni Yoga to take our worst habit and to eliminate it. When you eliminate your habits, you begin to radiate your light. You are releasing your not self and radiating your light. It is about doing this. But you have to practice the teaching. Let's take the first volume of Supermundane. Supermundane is a 4-volume series of books given to us by Helena Rourke that totals 955 verses. If you read it carefully, you will see that the first volume explains the nature of great leaders. Once you learn these things, you will never study with the wrong teacher again, follow the wrong leader again, or vote for the wrong politician again. Master M speaks about the real nature of great masters, great saviors, and great leaders in the world. If you read and contemplate this first volume of the Supermundane, you get a pretty good idea about leaders. And no one will fool you again. If they tell you, "I am the Christ," you're going to immediately know whether they are or not. Or if they come to you and say, "I can save you," but you're going to realize that they have not yet saved themselves. You will know that something is missing in their character, by their nature. Now, this is a point to really think about. You know, it's like chew it up a little bit, digest it, really think about it. Because our human way is we are so easily swayed by a person who says they are powerful, that they are a world teacher, that they know the teaching and they will share some memorized verses with us, and we get pulled into their nature, and then we begin to doubt. We doubt the person, and then we doubt what they represent. So if we can, just taking that first book of the Supermundane, read about leadership, what the truth is of how a person represents the teaching and represents themselves and represents life through their radiation, then you're not going to make wrong choices. You're going to look at that person and say, but they're not a world leader. They're not a world disciple because they still have things in themselves, in their character, that is missing. The second thing Volume 1 does in Supermundane is to speak about the centers. Great ones have centers. What are they? One center is the tower. What is the tower? The tower would be a center where they broadcast the teaching. They radiate their influence, their power, their wisdom and light, and of course love. Even groups who are really following the teachings, their teachings, can be their towers. Did you know that? But the key word here is following. To follow means to let their service, capital T, their service and labor be your point of inspiration so that you can imitate them. And by imitation, I mean so that you can reflect their light and love and wisdom, their power and so forth. That is doingness. In the first volume, you can also find in nearly every verse an explanation of what they do. Some references indicate that the community of great ones here are voices of suffering and pain, and how they hasten to give us help, courage, and daring. Sometimes they illuminate our minds when we are in agony or having problems. Help that gives us hope and optimism. So you say, "I want to be a great leader someday. I want to become a leader. I want to be an arhat. I want to be a master someday." Okay, so then practice the teaching. The teaching is about doingness. Teachers are about doingness. Groups are about doingness. This means to us, if we want to be radiating lights, We must practice the teaching. Since the passing of Queen Elizabeth II, I'm still thinking about her life and especially her service. She was a servant to so many, and the first person that she met in her service was Winston Churchill. I think she was still a teenager. Can you imagine? She was a powerful woman with great humility. She has said many things to the world that demonstrated her humility and her humanity, so I wanted to share some of her quotes. She said, "Everyone is our neighbor, no matter what race, creed, or color." And of course, that neighbor can be next door to you. It can be a coworker. It can be a coworker in another country, or one that's sitting next to you. Everyone is our neighbor, no matter what their race, their creed, or their color. She said, "People are touched by events which have their roots far across the world." This was showing us she was a global citizen. She had a universal consciousness. People, she said, are touched by events that have their roots far across the world. Now here's another one. She said, "I am reminded of a lady about my age who was asked by an earnest little granddaughter the other day, 'Granny, can you remember the Stone Age?'" While she said that may be going a bit far, the older generation is able to give a sense of context as well as the wisdom of experience, which can be invaluable. Another quote, she said, "Our modern world places such heavy demands on our time and attention that the need to remember our responsibilities to others is greater than ever." She said, "If we resolve to be considerate and to help our neighbors, to make friends with people of different races and religions, and as our Lord said, to look to our own faults before we criticize others, we will be keeping faith with those who landed in Normandy and fought so doggedly for their belief in freedom, peace, and human decency." That one phrase, to look at our own faults before we criticize others, reminded me of Sina Fosdick talking to one of her students, saying the same thing. So this is the point. If you want to shine your light, you must practice. This is the first step. When you begin to shine your light, you will learn many things. You learn how identified people are. It's a curse. People are identified with their body. To protect that body, they do everything possible to keep it safe. People are identified with emotions, with their angers and fear, their hatred, their jealousy, their anxieties, and emotional states. They are identified with their thoughts, their knowledge, and of course, then they are lost. When I mean that they are lost, it means that they are no longer real. They're not real. See, they're their anger, their jealousy, their betrayals, their fears, their anger, their hatred. They are not their true self. So we are going to practice and break that identification and make ourselves real, to make ourselves the true self. When we are our true self, then we are healthy, because identification is sickness. It is so important to see that. Once we make a breakthrough, once we have got it, once we have learned it, now we are the self. We are no longer the body, the emotions, and thoughts. When you are shining your light, you must visualize that you are a flame, the self. You are the light. You are a little light walking. You are not the body. So this is going to take some time. And you must tell yourself not to give up. You can walk for 6 months until you realize something happens, it clicks in, and you realize, I am not the body. I'm not this body walking. See, what are you doing? You are de-identifying yourself, see, from your body. Then you do the same thing with your emotional and mental bodies. Helena Blavatsky says, if you can detach yourself from your mental body, now you are an arhat, a fourth degree initiate. So the curse of humanity is identification with the body. That is where our sicknesses are. Once we de-identify with our problems from our problems and be the flame, then we are healthy and beautiful and full of goodwill. So the technique in doing this, 1 month, 2 or 3 months, don't give up. When you leave the service today for 1 year, for the rest of your life, you can do it. Be a light. Immediately when problems come, go back to your recollections. Wait a minute. I'm that flame. I'm that light. And we serve through radiation. When you speak, a little gossip, a little lie, a little shadowy dark thing, stop immediately and say, I am light. I want to stand in the light. I want to walk in the light. That is Christ's teaching. That's real. The teaching of Christ is to make our light shine out universally, so that we live in light instead of living in fear, in hatred, in separatism, because in hatred and in fear and in separatism, the germs of sickness grows. In light, sickness does not grow. So are you sick? The teaching says that the cure is to shine your light out. When you shine your light out, your whole aura is clean. So that's another point to think about. When you are shining your light out, what is happening to you, to your human constitution? It is cleaning your whole aura. So this is a straightforward discipline, but we must do it continuously. Once we learn it, there is no way we're going to be sick, because the radiation will burn all the microbes around us, all the influences around us, and we will be a flow instead of like a congested lake. Of course, there is karma. And sometimes karma tells us that we must pay our debt now. Sometimes high-level spiritual people pay their karma through illness, or pay the karma of other people by taking it on themselves. When the light shines, all of our hatreds and lies and fears accumulated in the aura go. When that inner fountain of light and love and power releases itself, you are healthy, you are beautiful and creative because you have begun to flow in the right direction. I remember my teacher telling me that is why the great masters are not teachers. They are physicians. Christ is not a religious man. He is a doctor. When your light shines, your whole mechanism works harmoniously, and the combination of the elements of your body is proportionate. The combination of the elements of your body are proportionate because there is music and symphony in you. So I'm going to repeat this because I see some frowning faces. Okay. When your light shines, your whole mechanism works harmoniously, and the combination of the elements in your body is proportionate because there is music and symphony in you. The light makes your body a symphony. When you are a symphony, every note and measure is balanced. See, your body is a symphony, like Beethoven, Samuel Barber, Mozart, Schubert, and Haydn. You know what symphony is. It is a symphony because of the light. The conductor is conducting the orchestra. The conductor is giving the right dosage, the right movement, the right energy, and the right charging to every part of the orchestra, the body. That is why the innermost center of each human being is called the Word. The Word. It is the Word or the song that we are going to sing out. The whole salvation of the human being is the manifestation of the inner self. And that is why Christ said, I came to make the prisoners free. Just let the light shine out. Just feel it. How you are going to feel it for one day, for 3 days, for 3 months, 4 months, maybe you won't feel it. But then later, you're going to start feeling that when you are walking, that light is walking with you. When you see that the light is walking, it is radiating out. You will feel the energy because you are in contact with the divine circulatory flow. That is energy. So here's an exercise you can try. To hold your hand out, stretch your fingers out very strongly, and then relax your hand and wait. See how the energy will flow, your light will flow. You will feel that from all your fingers, something is flowing out. In a very few minutes, you will feel it. Just relax. You will see how your fingers are just like faucets. Just let it flow now. So you can do this later today, not while you're driving the car. Wait till you get home. It will clear your whole aura just from that flow of energy coming from your fingers. This is what blessing is. You will feel that something is flowing out of your fingers. It is energy. It is light. Some people can see it. from some people's hands, blue energy is coming, some violet energy, some mixed energies, orange. See it flow, but let it flow so that you have the experience. Now, with your mind, inhale in from the universe. Just inhale in, let it come in right now. You're inhaling energy in from the universe. This is experience. If you do this for 10 minutes daily with both your hands and then your mind, you will feel the energy. When you touch somebody, you will immediately feel their energy. Later, you can do this with your body. Just sit and radiate, and you will see that the radiation is going out from your whole body. When the radiation starts to go out from your body, it will clean your whole atmosphere. Every day for 10 minutes, 5 minutes, radiate your light. That is the sacred light. The sacred light radiating out. But you can only learn this by doing it. So just relax. Don't think about anything else. Just let the light go out. And when you bless somebody, the energy comes. You can try this on the flowers. When you have a rose bush, go and hold your hands over one of the flowers for 10 minutes. Let the light go. 2 days later, you will see that that rose is becoming so beautiful. If you ever come to the center on Eastwood Drive, you should see the roses are still blooming out in the front. Yellow roses, yellow with red, and even Val's purple roses, the bush she planted. Yeah, it's so beautiful. This is why Christ said, I came to bring life more abundantly. Life is coming from the intuitional, the atmic, monadic, and divine planes. Daily, you can lie down on your back and push yourself down to the earth for 2 minutes. Then relax and visualize the light coming from here, radiating all your body. 10 minutes later, well, for some, you can run 5 minutes, 5 miles. I can't do that. Actually, I never could. But running for 5 miles, I know some of you have done this. So there's our potential. We have energy. When you hold a person's hand, look in their eyes and give your light and receive their light. That is contact. Don't hold yourself. Let it go. So the Christ's teaching is to release the light that is within us. The Buddha's last sermon, he said, be a lamp unto yourself. Let me share with you a free translation of the Buddha's last sermon, which goes something like this. Be a lamp unto yourself. Rely on others. Don't rely on external help. Hold fast to the truth as a lamp. Seek liberation in the truth alone. Don't look for assistance outside of yourself. Let each overcome the three causes of their own suffering, those arising from the body's cravings, hunger, thirst, sleep, and comfort, those arising from the cravings of the five senses, Everything is food to the eyes, ears, nose, touch, and taste. Those arising from cravings due to ideas and concepts, or to reasonings and false reasonings, feelings and hard feelings, perceptions, selective and distorted perceptions. Keep watch over your own hearts. This alone will make an end to your suffering. Be a lamp unto yourself. Hold fast to the truth as to a lamp. Unquote. Another story. Two sailors were shipwrecked and cast away on a desert island. Both nearly perished from hunger and terror, for they considered themselves forever cut from the world. A ship picked them up, and later there was erected on that island a powerful lighthouse. These two sailors remained at that lighthouse to save the other perishing ones. Now their frame of mind was altered. They were happy, directing the light to rescue, and no longer feeling cut off from the world. This means that the realization of communion with the world and of usefulness to others completely transformed people. Work in common is a pledge of success. And let me close with this, a story I found in the book New Era Community. It reads, once a woman stopped between the images of the Blessed Buddha and Maitreya, not knowing to whom to offer her reverence. And the image of the Blessed Buddha uttered these words, according to my covenant, revere the future. Standing in defense of the past, direct your gaze toward the dawn. Remember how we labor, we with the capital W, remember how we labor for the future, and direct all your being into the future. In rays of knowledge, we bring a teaching strange to the world, for the light of the world is covered by darkness. And that is found in New Era Community. Two quotes, one from paragraph 267 and the other from paragraph 95. We serve through radiation.